let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's the fifth and final season of Tyler Perry's hit drama series, If Loving You Is Wrong, Tuesday, 10 Eastern Pacific on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. The much-anticipated final season promised to be more explosive and sexier than ever, and the series is certainly meeting expectations, following the lives of friends and frenemies that love and live in the same neighborhood. Premiering on OWN in September 2014 to record numbers for the network, starring in If Loving You Is Wrong is acclaimed actress, singer, dancer, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker Edwina Findlay Dickerson. Starring roles in the HBO hit series The Wire and Tremé, other TV credits, Fear the Walking Dead, Chicago Med, Beat, Black Lightning, Shots Fired, and many others. On the big screen, co-starring in the award-winning film Middle of Nowhere, Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart, and the independent film Free Indeed. Edwina is founder of Abundant Life U, a national organization that inspires, prepares, and trains young adults to achieve success in business and life. Edwina Findlay Dickerson, you'll see her as Kelly Isaac, starring in If Loving You Is Wrong, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern Pacific on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network, with us on This Week in America. Edwina, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here to talk about the fifth and final season. Headline I saw the 1st of March said, If Loving You Is Wrong is returning to OWN for an explosive final season. And I'm thinking so far, explosive really pretty well sums it up for the viewers. How about from your standpoint? Is this as much fun for you as it is for us to watch the season unfold?
Oh, my God. It has been a roller coaster of drama, which, of course, even we as the actors just eat it all up. You know, I'm behind the scenes looking at the scripts and reading them. And we're having our own jaw-dropping moments. Like, what? Are you serious? There's been several times I've called Tyler Perry, like, what is happening? You know, like, are we dead? Are we alive? You know, but that's how much it keeps everybody on the edge of their seat, you know. And so this, obviously, the fifth and final season is probably culminating all of the drama. There's been one burning question since our first season about our character Alex. We've been wondering, who is the father of this child? You know, the child, yes, is a white couple, but the child comes out looking black, and we're like, hey, what is happening here? Who is the daddy?
Yeah.
And so that's just been this mystery throughout the seasons, and I think this season is going to be answered.
You know, sometimes when a series ends, we're still left as viewers with questions. I have a feeling our questions are going to be answered, and it sounds like this is moving very rapidly for the final season, isn't it?
It is moving rapidly, and I will say, you know, I think on par with other series, there will be definitely elements of mystery,
yes,
you know, that you're left with, and sometimes you have to, you know, decide or imagine, where are these characters going to end up? Where they're going to go? You know, my character, Kelly, she killed her boyfriend that at the beginning of the series she was so madly in love with. She gave everything up for, and found out that he was dating another woman, you know, and he was planning on marrying her. And so there were all these twists and turns for my character, and now all the way to jail because of this relationship. You know, talk about the title, If Loving You Was Wrong, right? It was absolutely wrong. And now my child is living, you know, with one of our friends, Natalie, you know, one of the other characters, and I'm literally fighting for my life. And, you know, there's one crooked cop, Eddie, who's in the show, and he started out as this grandiose, you know, crazy antithesis of everything good,
yes,
and noble in the world. And now it seems like he's finally going to get his vengeance, you know, or we're going to get our revenge on him. So it's been exciting, you know, just kind of seeing the arcs and all the things that have happened in these last five seasons.
It's interesting you look back on all of the characters, yours in particular, Kelly, all that Kelly has gone through. What was it in the beginning that really attracted you to this character and working with Tyler Perry on this series?
You know, as far as the character, I mean, she was such a dreamer, you know, and that's one of the things I really loved about her, because I'm a dreamer. So she saw her life in a very specific way. She wanted so much to be married, as many single women do. You know, she had a child and she was, you know, busy trying to be a single mom, but she envisioned having this nuclear family and having a home. And these were her dreams, you know, in the first season. And in true Tyler Perry fashion, you know, those dreams ended up exploding, you know, but the journey, right? The journey, you know, has been just really fascinating. And I think, you know, with Tyler Perry and Oprah, it's been an incredible manifestation, right, for me personally. Back in 2011, I visited the studio when OWN first opened. And I literally had someone take a picture of me in front of the sign, Oprah Winfrey Network. And I posted it to Facebook that day, and along with the Bible scripture. And it said, "Wheresoever the sole of your foot shall tread, God will give unto you." Well, years later, I encountered this stranger in Texas, and she told me, "You're going to be working with Tyler Perry, and you're going to be working at Tyler Perry Studios in Georgia." And I'm like, "Okay, really, I am?" And so I visited Tyler Perry Studios, and I went up to the lot, and I put my foot on it, and I said that scripture, "Wheresoever the sole of your foot shall tread, God will give unto you." And then sure enough, you know, literally to the day, I went to OWN 9/9/2011. And by 9/9/2014 was when our first episode was launching for the show.
That's just an amazing story. With us on the program, Edwina Findlay Dickerson. She stars in If Loving You Is Wrong, Tyler Perry's hit drama series, fifth final season, Tuesdays 10 Eastern Pacific on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. And what, 4 years later, you're not only thinking about Oprah Winfrey in the network, you're getting emails from her. What was that like? You're working for Tyler Perry. You're getting emails from Oprah.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? One of the things that I've learned from both of them that is so beautiful, you know, it's like there are these incredible powerhouses, you know, who I think our perception of people who are rich and famous and wealthy and powerful is that they kind of live in their own kingdom, right? And,
yes,
and don't descend to the likes of us. But they are so the opposite. You know, the way that Oprah and Tyler honor people and make them feel so special. And when you're talking with both of them, it's like you're the only person in the room. And I feel like the way that they honor other people and how they lift people up has been so inspiring, so encouraging. And I've just taken so many notes from them. You know, they're so genuine. And I just hope to be half the people that they are when I grow up.
Well, you're well on your way to doing that. That's a great aspiration when you grow up. But don't ever grow up, okay? Just stay the way you are now.
I know, right?
Yeah, and helping people.
I feel like you've mastered that, Rick.
I imagine, yes. I feel the same way, only I got a few more decades than you do, so I should grow up one of these days. My wife keeps waiting for this maturation to happen, and so far it hasn't. Abundant Life You. This is interesting. You mentioned that you were a dreamer. You're also a doer, and you're taking that knowledge and passing it on to other people. You took a year when you graduated from college, and you distinguished college career, NYU graduate. Talk about taking that year off, because that was almost what, like another year of college, and you spent this time putting a plan in place to get where you are today.
I did, and it's funny, I'm sitting right in front of my goals book, which has to be, I don't know, it's over 100 pages. And I created it when I was 23 years old, along with a vision book. So a lot of people have vision boards. I have a vision book. And between those two books, I mean, it literally took my life through 50 years, and I started at 23. And it's just amazing, amazing, amazing to see all the levels of manifestation that have happened. And one thing I realized is that part of it is spiritual, right? Part of it, yes, is really tapping into what is God's plan for your life. And then the other part of it is getting started and really getting specific, using every moment of your life to move you forward in your dreams and in your aspirations. You know, especially during this time, we're in this quarantine time right now, and a lot of people are just feeling bored. So, you know, we do all kinds of different things when we're bored, so to speak. But I just don't even believe in boredom. I feel like we're gifted with 24 hours in each and every day. How are we going to use those things in service to the world? And how are we going to use them in order to reach our highest potential? And so for the last over 10 years, myself and my team, we've traveled all over the country and even the world, really empowering people to do that and to live an abundant life. So, you know, for those who are interested in that, you know, they can reach out to me through my website, edwinafindley.com. Also on social media, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Edwina Findley, and on Facebook, Edwina Findley Dickerson. And of course, we have a website too, Abundant Life U. So I'm just really passionate about people living in the God dream that's over their lives. In fact, I was just offered a book deal and have been working, you know, just really hard on getting these principles in the hands of people.
You know, it's interesting. I have about 30 seconds here, but you talk about so often people go into whatever line of work, in this case, show business, thinking I've made it, this is it. You say show business is 40% show and 60% business. So there's really a business aspect. You know, it's not just a craft, it's a business. Whatever we do, that's part of it, but it has to be a business as well, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, we created a whole program called Artist CEO to really help artists who are trying to get the business part off the ground. A lot of times, you know, we can sing for free and act for free, you know, somewhere. But it's like, what does that business part look like? We're all literally entrepreneurs, you know, but I'm excited. This is a great time, you know, especially now that all of us are quarantined. You know, it's a great time to share a little light, as we would say, at OWN, you know, and really make a difference. So I hope that everyone gets a chance to tune in to the show this Tuesday, March 31st, only on OWN.
Edwina Findley Dickerson has been our guest on the program. If Loving You Is Wrong, Tyler Perry's hit drama series, fifth and final season, it's moving rapidly. Don't get there at 10:01. Get there at 10 o'clock so you're ready to watch the entire episode. Tuesdays, 10 Eastern Pacific on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network. Edwina, thank you for being on the program. Congratulations on all the success. Hopefully we'll stay in touch. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.